Jehovah Emory, Sinazan Graves, and Sinazan, the brother of all. Until now, Sinazan is above and Zion was deep as Cholman like Kedero. Now, we discuss different places on the Kedero where it can fall. Three different places. One is when you have a case of hot milk, they pour it on something, you put a pot on top of it. I mean, with the tibur hit underneath the bottom of the pot of the earth. It depends over here if the Kedero is calm, Kedero is car. The second case over here, when it rolls out of the pot, this milk, and it falls on the counter and hits the Kedero that's Sinenis, that means it hits the side of the pot over here, a case of Eroi. And the third case over here, on the Kisa Kedero, I mean, a case of Klisheni, a case of Eroi, and a case of the cover of the pot over here. I'm going to explain each one, what they mean, and how to bring it down, Lachol Maiso. First case, you have a case over here when they're poured out hot milk on top of your Shayish, on top of your counter over here. Sorry. Cholov. And you milk over here, and it went on top of your Shayish over here, and you. Yeah, sometimes confusing, I agree.
There's one case of the way it's Chayiv, but it's not here.
Mashkunach has the Kudus sometimes.
But Shayish is exactly.
But Shayish, right. Well, at least, sir, I mean, well,
it's about the case of the candles. In the case of candles, that was Chayiv.
Well, here the gentleman is over here milk. You can call the candle in the case of milk. And you put a pot on top of it here. So that means it's a common case over here when people overspill things onto the counter, you put a pot on top of it. What's the local? So, speaking of the Amor, this thing that you spill over here, okay, whether it's Cholov or Shai Surim, but if it's hot, it's on the counter, you might think it's a Gedev Klishen. The Mashmal is a Gedev Klisheni. Once out of the pot, on the counter, it's a Gedev Klisheni. So the question is, what's the local of a Klisheni? So a quick Chazara, a very quick Chazara, and some Kofay, it's a Bezen Gibel. What's the local of a Klisheni? The Mechaber in Tzimuk Kofay and the Amor over here in Tzimuk Sabeches asking the Chadchilut Yimnach Nikli Sheni, but B'dievet it's Motor, not to Yimachmer. Now the definition of B'dievet is a Vuch among the Achreinim. That means, for example, let's say B'dievet, your Kli Sheni became Osir, and the Chadchilut don't do it. Do you have to go Kasher? Is that Nichol in the category of Chadchilut? You have an option, how to Kasher the pot? Is that Nichol getting Chadchilut? Oh no, that's B'dievet. So Kiriger and Simon Kofay, big example in Chesiato, up here, what's said to Shulchan Aruch in Pesach, Simon Tov and Aleph, that if you can kasher, you have to go kasher Kli Sheni, even according to Mechaber and Amor. They point out for us our Shacharis of Kotel Lama Aleph, it says, in fact, the Gedera Mutaris sounds like not to be Makshirt, not of Kiriger, and it's not Mechaber in the case of Matechus or Cheres. It's also before Shulchan Aruch in the Shach in the next Simon, Simon Tana Kimmel, and the way how Moshe brings down in Shuvah, he says, the Mnoigim is in Sakharola, that's the Minik. So the Zalman also says the Mishabu and Toftan Aleph is a Chumad of Pesach, not the Machmer. And Baker, if you know the Sugi over there, Toftan Aleph, the fact that Minchas Yaakov is coming from that area, look over there by the Goyin, look over there the Shayatim, Chavetz Chaim, the Maestro, the Chilik on the right over there. That means, Haloch, according to Mechab and Avor, Bishen is Mutab the Eved, if you need a Golanat, Mashael among the Achorinim, Moshe is a Minig of Maestro, did not need a case of a Golan. That's on the side that's Mutab the Eved. But Sada Sheni, the Tazan Shach argued, they say the Maestro to be Mach in the case of a Kli Sheni. That means the Shach Paskin, the Lofa is in the case of a Klipo, only be Makel by Hefsimubo. The Taz Paskin, the Lofa is Kuloi, Yom Shishloimo, and only be Makel with Hefsimubo, Vidov Choshev. Otherwise, to be Machmer. A Lofa Maestro again, Kli Sheni, a Kitzer, either you have the Chokh Mosotim, who had about a Shulchan Paskin, to Makel, however, only Machem Hefsid, don't you have Hefsimubo, you need Hefsid. Or the Orcha Shulchan says, seems to be for the Mishnah Berurah, and Moshe says, that's a minig. We make all. We should make all for the other. Like the Mechaber, like the Ramah, Shulchan, the Zaman says, Maisa, we make all. That's between 12 hobbies of Maisa, what could do we? Either some of the others say, we have said, or say, Maisa, we make all. Building upon this, our situation now. We have a case over here that your milk went onto your Shayish, you put a pot on top of it, says Ramah, it's a Klisheni, and therefore, what's Alocha? He has two Akimtas over here. There's one the Ramah, and the Dik from the Ramah, the Shach explains. We have the case of either the pot is hot, or the pot over here is cold. If the pot is hot, a klishen, and then on top of this milk is on the counter, which has a gedder of a klisheni right now, a garment's hot, so the gedder of cham on top of kar, what's a locho, to tov gavar, at the mekelo, bole porto, therefore it's the klipo. What it comes to aser, the gedder is now the klipo, comes aser, the food, tafshul, maises motor, to tov gavar. But let's say, Maduik in Ramon says a shach, gedder tseninis, the pot is cold over here, therefore, we see over here, what's the law? It's kalakar. It's kalakar. Not only the food motor, but also the pot is also motor. Fine, that's simple. You hold Kli Sheni is motor b'di'evet. What about the Tazan Shach? Tazan Shach, the Maestam Machmer, less the Hefsim Rupo, we'll have to move Davar Choshev to the Chul, the case of the Shai, the case of the Klisheni. What happened over here? They're coming to be Machin Chalocho. Point out the Chayim, they're Sosom. Not only how far they're Sosom, they'll only tell you, I have an eye inside Simukofei over the Ansefei Tari Paskin. They didn't say anything. Why are they Sosom over here for? Sounds like they're not coming to argue on the Chalocho. So you could say, the Yadhuda wants a Taino. The case over here, when it spills out, because even if it spills out, it went on top of the Karko. Some of the Karkos blay it. But what's really left behind is a little bit of Lachluchas, a little bit. A little bit of Lachluchas, Mitzimenes Miyad, cools down right away. We get to look at Simon's had a gimel next Simon, when Tipus fly out of a pot, that cools down Miyad, bamish right away. Therefore, even the Shachar Tazi wants to say agrees that when not the Chomok, it cools down quicker. They point out, Miyuchat to our Shayish, my side, our counters, I'm not made to transfer. So some things are poor, like my side, a counter, cools down very quickly. It's one of the problems when a kashi counters for Pesach. They point out when you pour the water from your kumkum atop your counters, when it starts rolling, you can't say it's still connected because you put your hand there, it's cold, it cools down right away. So you have to kashi on the counters, go in every single area and what best you can to kashi the counters. It cools down very quickly. So once it cools down very quickly, yeah, you just had a shot over here in this Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo, and therefore come the most negated Metzias. I want to point out, even Taz and Shach, the Maisa Maskin. The Gedder is what Kain, when you learn the Lochas by Klisheni, there's a Mitzchas Yachav, what about Pima Golem, something that's a Stavik Yad Stavis Boy, the Maisa will make it by Klisheni, because the Klisheni is Machalikis, so who the Gedder is, when you were Stavik. That's the Gedder. And usually now counters, you were Stavik. They get to Al Kish Bulak, and you look again at Stavik. Kain had a Stavik. It's a Gedder Basavik. Again, if you only have the kumkum, you on a counter, my mom's a couple of inches away, or not inches, maybe a foot away, you put it, it cools down. It's very cold. Our counters don't transfer, not mean not to transfer. Asad HaShem, the Chavdah says, in the Chavdah. Chavdah over here in the Burma says, well, according to Taz and Shachem, I see you do have a problem. And maybe wants to say, we take a step higher over here. That means the case when the pot over here is Tzenenes, then the Locha is that will come to only answer the pot, the pot's nest, and think about his heart. Lochit will come along to ask only the pot, why not everything? Why? Because aim up of the kechot. Therefore, the lochit cannot heat up a pot and go into the food, will ask the pot. Mashaygi the kter is hot, if not, we can ask the food. And the Rebbe says in our mold here that we have two levels, whether the pot's hot or pot's cold. The Chavda says, yes, we should be machmer, take it up one darko. When the pot over here is cold, we come along to say only ask the pot, but not the fruit. The pot's hot, come to ask everything over here. Now, Maisa, again, Louis Poskim, ready to point out, Moshe is a minute, so you make a little cliche in the event. Void and our counters cool down pretty quickly, and therefore, we have a usually classic example on your counter, putting a cold pot on top of these liquids over here. Maisa is supposed to be make over here, it seems to be more than a hoko. Taking it maybe a step further. The second case over here, again, where the pot is on top is cold, that's one simple hello case. When the pot on top is hot, you put on top of something that is the liquid underneath is hot. So over here we're saying, to talk about, at the make a bolo porto. What I can think of on the bottom is a gedder being cold, and therefore until it cools down, it'll bolo a little bit. Come on with Chesach, let's analyze it. The top thing is hot, the bottom thing is hot. Except even though the bottom thing is hot, it's a gedder of a cliche. The shenny is getting cold. So it's hot on top of cold. He says, what's the svara of why at the Mekala by the Porto? Because the bottom thing is cooling down the top thing. At the Mekala by the Porto. Sometimes the bottom thing, the liquid on the counter, could be 190 Fahrenheit. The pot on top could be 170 Fahrenheit, which is clearly should. So send the Minchas Yaakov, tell me what? The bottom thing, which is hotter, is cooling down the top thing, which is cold over here. At the Mekala by the Porto. Are you telling me this? And if he wants a taino, what's a halacha? The halacha is echnami. If both things are hot, the liquid on the thing, but the liquid on the bottom might be a gedder cliche. What's hot? The top thing is hot. The halacha is we won't have a kul over here. Might be machmer. We don't have the yisoid to talk over. The bottom thing is hot. Come on, the Pima Godin, and when he quotes over this, Mitzvah Yaakov says, "Who argues? Our Ramo. It's we the Ramo. The Moshe is not eitz leish. It's not still yatz leish boy. The Maisa we pointed out that the Ramo over here and earlier in the Simchas Tzadik Aleph." Lochit, you still have a loch of the Togavar. That means why Chazal tell us that what is on bottom as getting klisheni is like the klum of kar. Maisa cools down the thing on top. It's not there. It can help it cool it down. It's a chiddush. Maisa, that's Ramovia. They point out, we'll get to later on, there's a shachat to be this way. Degmul Vavo, we had already in Kofay, Chavadas is Tzadik Aleph. We'll point out the local area is when it's top to bottom, even though the bottom is hotter, but since it's in the Klisheni, has the gather of a something that's of a Klishen. Why? Because my it's hot. Masha and the Ramah saying not that way. We seem to be an argument. The one thing the Epsom is hot is it does have the what power is it, what credit does it have? Under what category is it under? Maestro Pim Godem, at the end of the day, he writes to be Machman by this is the Raiso, make it by this is the Rabbanon. As far as seeing among the Sforum, Sforum do not seem to go this way, they're a bit ill like they're more. And there's something that's in the Klisheni, as the gather of a car, and therefore all the case will not be Kulai, the case will be only Klipo. Now there's a Taz over here, they're bringing down two halachas. Now, he's coming from Rishonim, Zerucha, among the Achonim, is his Pshat and Rishonim, but the words of Pim Godem is the Maisach Shneim Emes. Two different Maisach are true. Number one, he says over here that we have the Kal here that negatively Shani, what happens? Is going to cool things down. That will happen. You pour it out of your pot, it went down onto the counter. Let's say you fell on top of your Kiro, top of your hot plate. Does that have a get of a Klisheni? So the whole Yisrael over here of a Klisheni is what? Because there's no source of heat over here, we'll cool it down. Kavod Elul Matan says the mice over here, if the source of heat is there, doesn't give it a chance to cool down. And not only that, let's say it's even cold to cold, or cold pot. And the cold liquid, still the local acid, cooler. Why cooler? Because it's on a heat source over here. A second thing speaks out of the Taz, the local there to talk about is that when the top thing mice is the container that's hot, the bottom thing is cold. Where the hot thing is not connected to the source of the heat. If I don't make a bowl of porto, let's say if the top thing is now itzla ish, is near the fire, also we'll not have that to talk about. I mean, the thing to you say this, this whole loch in the mall is dafka when neither one, not the top, not the bottom, is connected to the source of heat. If either one is connected to the source of heat, whether the bottom one, once it's cliche, connected to the source of heat, has a kind of fusion, whether the top one has to talk over when we make a no, but connected to the source of the heat will not be mekel. We'll have a chumra over here, a mamash klivishim of asa kuloi. Rashi comes out from this halacha of pouring things out. So let's make it simple. If you want to have a course, he sets up the four cases that come out from the segil here. You can have a case of the mice of both in the hat, inside the milk inside the pot. You have a case over here where only the pot is hot. You have a third case where only the liquid is hot. You have a fourth case, both are cold. Four simple cases. That's what we have to know in the gate to Paskin. Go to each one, and by each one you have to discuss what's the loch in the gate to the Gedera, what's the loch in the gate to the Eichel. That'd be a great question to test. Right? There's the Kimto, what's the loch? So first, when you have both cases over here that's hot, the milk is hot, and the mice, the case over here, the Gedera is hot. What's the loch in the gate to the Gedera about the Afikasher, to talk over? Sleep over here, that's simple over here. About the Afikasher. In the gate to the Eichel, the more mice is making on the Eichel. Why it's a Klipo? There are two reasons to be Machmer. Once when the Chavadas to be Machmas a Klisheni, Taz Shach over here. A second reason, when the Midchas Yaakov, the mice over here, if the thing over here has a Chumro being hot, don't have a cool over here, when the Midchas Yaakov, the mice to be Machmas over here. I mean, two separate reasons why to be Machmas, Midchas Yaakov and the Chavadas.
We won't have to do a
Kasher.
Anyway,
we have to Kasher.
What?
With both of you have to Kasher no matter what. That's what I want to talk about. You always have the kashrut. The kashrut question to get for Eichel.
Might not consider cliche, like the minhag
of Gemara. Okay, the top thing is hot. The klirushin. Top thing is hot. Klirushin. Therefore, we're asking mitzvah. The top thing is hot. That's what we also talk about klipo. Question to get for the Eichel. That's the chumah of either cliche or the chumah that the bottom thing is hot. Won't have the kula of hot inside cold. A second case over here. Now, when the liquid over here is cold, you put the pot on top of it. So again, everyone here agrees to talk over. The pot on top is hot, klirushin, you have to cash the kli. Here, negates the oichel, even if the oichel is mutter. Why? Because over here, the bottom thing mice is cold. You don't have, and you don't have the chum over here of the Minchas Yaakov. The negates klishen, there is no klishen, the bottom thing over here is cold. And the klirushin is the klip over here. That means for the pool, mice is mutter. A third case over here is faket, when the milk over here is hot and the top of it is a klir that's sitting over here. So again, the negates can be matched the kli. Come over here, be machalik, it's according to the Mal Mises Mutter. According to the Chavadas, he'll come over here, a case of Klisheni. They get the Eichel, either way, the Mises Mutter. What? Yeah. And they're going to get the Eichel over here, I think so. Nigger.
It's cliche.
Yes, yeah. Niget Eichel will come out also, the mice every bit is mortar, either because it's a klisheni, or because not mafim of the Ekecha, the Chavadas, you won't even have a chumor on the Eichel. Niget with the Bochot Tzayni, very simple, case of Adachal. That doesn't answer. Second loch of the Ramah. We were discussing a case where it pours out, a case of Eroi, and it hits the pot, Eroi. I mean, now, before we discuss the first case of klisheni, second case is a case of Eroi. Now, to understand what the case is going on over here, the Makar is a Chumas Adeshin brought down by the Beis Yosef and Simon Tzadik Aleph, which I assume the Eidl saw. To understand that we'll go through the Makaris and both from there. Chumas Adeshin has a case over there where you have a pot that's full of milk. And the Kalung in there overflows on top of the Kiru over here. Bubbling and overflows, rolls down the side of the pot, and starts rolling on the Kiru over here. And it hits the Busser. And there's a case where the Makar hits the pot, the case of Chumas Adeshin hits the Busser. So now once it rolls over outside the walls, it goes onto the Shaish and hits the Busser over here. The question now is that Eroi Klirishon never coming to ask the Bosser? Or it's not? The Mice hit the Shayish, pulls it down. Not Eroi Klirishon, and the Bosser of the Mice is Mutter. Said the Shubat Tadashin, the Bosser is Osser, two reasons. One, he says, I have a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, that Memon Bey is mentioned numerous times, discusses the Mice who have Yitzchak Bar Divi, went to the, after his Rebbe to the Mikvah. Rebbe, not Mikvah, into the Batyo, on Shabbos. And the question is, on Shabbos, how can you go to Abatia? Rashi says, Chamei Tverio. On Shabbos, you don't go to the bath, except the Chamei Tverio before Shigemara. So you went to Chamei Tverio, and you want to put Shem on the top of yourself, oil, you want to heat up the oil. So Rebbe told the Shabbos of Yitzchak, go and take a bucket, fill up water from this Abatia, take out the water, and now put the Shemin inside, and cool down the and then heat up the Shemin, make it warm. So the Gemara from here, Shema Amino, three things. Number one, we see that Shemin is Mavashal. Number two is something that's hafshiro, something that you come to warm up to get a bishul. Number three, klisheni is not mavashal. This book is the case of a klisheni. Now the question is, what is happening over here with this mitzias? We have this abati over here of Muhammad Tverio. How that happened? That means the streams of Tverio were over there. You have an abati over there, and you ran a pipe from Muhammad Tverio to the abati. And what's the Gemara saying the abati is? It's a klirishon. If you take a bucket, take the wood out, and inside another bucket, only it's a case of a klisheni. So that means this abat is a klirishon. How is the abat over here a case of klirishon? It came out and rolled somewhere else, a case of klirishon. You're a klirishon. So it says over here, the Shemitah Dasha, we will call Gemara, that leaving the source, if it's still connected to the source, has a getter of a Eroi klirishon. Something over here, it rolls out of the pot, out of the walls, onto the shayish, on the kiro here. As a get of a klirishon, that's Aleph. For the further, and even want to tell me to be shast off of the right over here, be svar shavoy. Why the reason it comes along to make in the case of klisheni? So Tashus, the reason why is not next to the fire, and therefore it's hoilich of the skyrim. Over here, since every tip is connected one to another, and therefore they're back to the original source, which is ala ish, therefore there's no way for the it to cool down. Why klisheni? There's no koich ish to be shaylit. Here the Koyach HaEsh is like electricity, it all touches the original source over here, and then it's being shed over here the H, and then there's no way to cool down. So number one, he has a Makar from Makar Gemara over here, and the fact over here that we see when it's connected, went through pipes over to get somewhere, it came along to be a get of an Eroi Klirishon. A second, we saw Shmoy, it's connected to the source, then we have no way of cooling down over here. That's the Chumash Dasha. Come on, Beis Yosef, and it brings it down in Siman Tzadik Aleph, it says, what exactly is the case over here? The milk came out, rolled down, and hit the meat. We're going to ask for the meat. Is the meat hot or is the meat cold? What's it came to the meat? What's the pattern we're bringing down? What exactly is the case of the meat? So if the case over here, the meat is hot, then even if the liquid is cold, we'll come up to ask for the meat. Cooler, ask everything. And must be, no, the case over here where the meat is cold, and you have a case over here that the liquid's coming out. The liquid's hitting it on the side of the meat over here. So why ask the meat? It's only Eroi. It was only the loch of Klipo. So they said, it's not a Klipo. Come to ask the meat, it's a Klipo. That means we have 2 points. Number one, the tradition says that something rolls in the character, rolls through pipes. What's the loch of Eroi? It's a get of Eroi. That means the standard standing of Eroi is what? Takes from your pore. That's Eroi coming straight down. Then the tradition is discussing that they're not coming down from the air, going through something that's connected to the source. What is that? So what is that? That is still Eroi. That's this condition over here. Brought down by the Movier, Beis Yosef. The second thing he says, what's a kibbutz over here to ask the boser? The case of over here, the boser, is case of signing. When asking a case of kidei klipa. That's first the tribunation, that's the base seisef. Now, look, coming to the one, it brings it down again with the same idea. Milk overflows from a pot, goes on the side of the pot, goes on top of the shayish over here. Shayish is an English counter, not fine. Shayish on the counter over here, and now it hits over here the kideira. I switch cases, that means basically the tribunation case is the bosser. Here's the kideira. That's why the chorwai, the base seisef, being down the smith out the gate to the bosser. We bring that over here, and now by our case, by Siv Zayin, discussing kideira. So he switched the kimto, we hit him in the ears in the kideira. Top kideira, underneath the kideira, side kideira, the handle kideira, discussing kideira. He switched the kimto because that's what we're discussing over here. He commonly says, that's two things. He says, the locha, it depends if it's nifsak or it's not nifsak. If the kiluach, the flow, is not connected to the pot where it came from, which the pot's ala ish, the locha is, it's a klisheni. Klisheni, as I said before, and the mice is motor. How it's not nifsak, it's still connected to the source. Then what's a locha? It's irreclamation. The case, the locha, be a case of a klipa. Adka. Simple. The problem is, everyone knows what he looks from tzadik aleph or simcha kofei. What's the locha case of a iroi? What's nifsak and loy nifsak? When on Shabbos, when shemichas, the locha is when it's nifsak, it's klipa. What's loy nifsak, it's still klipa. Shach speaks out both places, tzadik aleph and kofei. Just when it's nifsak, if we saw kivay gemar elam to chumra, which loy nifsak, it's midinoy. So either way, should be a loch of a klipa. Yet we were saying what's nifsak, a loch is mutter. Coming with people going points out, we see 3 points over here. Nobody says the loch of nifsak over here is mutter is why because the gum remnant you was going through the ear, then they case the klipa. When it comes along on the ground will cool it down, and once it's nifsak, echlami it's klisheni. It'll cool over here. That means it is Iroi, but not a complete Iroi. It has a cool of an Iroi, but what? When it's Nifzak, it's Klisheni. Chiddush. That's a very important Chiddush over here. Israel goes along the people going further. So you see, what's on the ground has different halacha with a carrot. When it's Loi Nifzak, has a get of a still of Iroi creation. That's the second thing you see over here. Then we have a Chilek, but don't Machal too far over here. That's the second thing he says. Loi, the third thing we see over here, hitting the side of a pot. It's definitely the category of Iroi. Which again, we'll see the Talmud's argument, Shachar, and defend why that's so. Maestro, we call it the category of Iroi. That means you have three things that I'm all saying. Three Chedushim over here. Number one, when it's the case of Nifsak, it's not Iroi. Number two, when it is Nifsak, it is Iroi. Loi Nifsak, the way. Loi Nifsak is Iroi. Nifsak is, and Nifsak is not Iroi. And Voi, it's not a part of the category of that is not the Aloch of Tatron Leilah. The Nichol Kadu being piled underneath, and this is the thing that's on top of here. Fine. With this, let's go to the Taz. Come with the Taz, and he said a bunch of points over here. Loves Chazar Malicha, doing sukkis over here. He like calls numerous in yonah. First, he starts recording the Beis Yosef. He says the case over here when you have the cholov that hits the pad over here. The look is what the top thing. The kedera is the bottom. The look top is hot over here, and therefore that will have the lochah we learn to talk. It will come out if the bosser is a sayach, and again, the case of dash is the case of bosser, and it's chalav is signing. Ask the schooler. Masha Eikin, the case of here is bosser signing, the chalav is a sayach. They will only ask the klipa. That's first. He puts out the words of the base says. Yes, where's on top? Where's on bottom? Why are you saying the pad over here is on bottom and looks on top? We know top and bottom means this way. Since one is this way, top and bottom. So what's the locha as noikim zeb is that? Let's look at touching side by side. Which one's top, which one's bottom? So now we have to chazara, quick chazara, sim kofei sif gimel. Over there speaks out, shukhanar, what's halacha zeh itzel zeh, meaning bosser touches the gvina. What's halacha? Says yamo, if both are hot, the halacha is everything's also. But let's say one is hot and one is cold, what's halacha? There's no tato over there, there's no ilah, there's no tato, nothing hot, hitting up the other one. Israel comes out, the both then be a case of a klipa. Side the boss says klipa, and side the case of the vina case of klipa, side by side. That means it comes along, side by side, there's no idea that the bottom thing is heating up the top thing. It's not, side by side. Whether the hot thing or the cold thing, both the case of a klipa. That's from all. Over there come along the Taz and Shach, bring down the Yamsha Shlem, and says, I don't understand. How are you saying that for? We know the Sugya of Malicha. Does Malicha have the idea of Elah to talk? So by now, we learn something like Aleph Sefei. We also know the Lachasim Kufhei Sif Yud Aleph. Over there by Malicha, there's no idea of Ilot at all. There's no fire, no Ha'ir, different Ikri Paskin, no Ilot at all. I know the Mo'am Mokum Hefse, but the Mekka, that's where you Paskin. The law comes out, that what happens if one touches another by Malicha? The Klal Gemara says that something is Meluach, as to the Tofel, Mashing the Tofel does not ask the Meluach. Klal, do we know by now? That means when the Meluach asks the Tofel, and asks the Tofel fully, how much, if it's Shabbat, cool, everything over here. So let's think about it for a second. When you have a thing that's side by side with a case that's salty over here, what's the law? It asks everything. Yet, by the case over here, by heat, by fire, when side by side, it only asks the case of a klipa. You tell me heat transfers less than melicha? We always know that heat's always better, and melicha is ke'en le sayach. Melicha has a category like something like heat. You tell me what? That's by melicha, hitting a toffle, or can ask a kuloi. But we have something that's hot, turning to cold, only case of cleaver. It's less than that. Yellow would ask, can it be so? Wait. Therefore, we want.
Is that
asking a kufay? That's not kufay. That's the Yom Shalom is asking this on them over there. That's just a great question. Therefore, the Yom Shalom disagrees. Taz being down the shackle, the being down the Yom Shalom disagrees and said, when it hits side by side, what's the locha? When the hot thing is side to the cold thing is azasa kuloi. Why like melicha? Like the. The luach asks the tafel. Masha'enkein, when the cold thing hits the hot thing, what's the locha? It's a case of tafel, hitting the luach won't answer it. Then
what
only only klipa. Ask the klipa.
Not listen to two good.
Yeah. So it comes out that that the locha is that there are more, say, side by side, both are klipa. They come along the Yam Shlom, and you want to tell what's the locha, what's side by side, then the cold thing is a case of kulon. Now the local halachah passing over there, the Amol Meister says side by side, both are klipa. The Shach went this way, wants to argue the Yom Shleimo. Mashenkin, the Yom Shleimo says the case the hacking asks kuloi. I said a shlishi over there. Tzad said can make him a mokum hefse mubo. Mokum hefse mubo. What now comes out? Negar to our case, there'll be a kula and a chumro. How you have things side by side? You have a case over here where the kedera is tzaynenas. What's the local? There'll be a case according to Amol. The panel is cold. I think it's sitting on the side. There's an app. What's a local? Only case of a klipa. According to Yom Shlomo, will come out. Will be aser kuloi, because the hat aser the cold. If the kedera is cham over here, another way the lack of signing. What's a local? According to the Yom Shlomo, the local be klipa and the mal is a kuloi aser. I mean, each one has a kula and a chum over here. Each side. I mean, it depends where the kimta is. Again. Case over here, you have a case over here again where you have a pot that's cold and a liquid is hot, side by side. So we'll come out according to the Ramah, it's klipa, because the talk of our according to the Yamshlomo comes out, the hot thing is cold, be cooler. The pot lasts everything with the food inside, everything. I should get the other way around. The kedera is hot and the liquid is cold. So we'll be like in that case. According to the Ramah, be cooler. Why? Because that's the talk of our. The pot is hot over here.
Side by side.
And side by side. And he'll there are more. No, side by side. Let's get a talk over. And we're saying, okay, side by side, get a talk. Now we're saying, side by side, get off the talk over by us. The why? It's shackle answer. No, the side by side, the hot thing has get a big abam. The pot's abam. That's the chiddush over here.
Here is not
here. Here, over here, over here. Our case of kedera. Our case of a pot has get off the talk. And according to Yom Shlomo, as a get of what? Of side by side. So come out according to Yom Shlomo, this case with the pot, with the liquid came and rolled, hit the pot. According to Yom Shlomo, the pot will only be a case over here of a klipa. And the food might be water. According to the Ramal, the mice case is also a kula. Pimbos picks out, there's a kula and a chuma in two different cases over here. Now, further. Comes out, he said, according to the Chumash Deshen, what happened? The milk to the balser. The milk rolls away to the balser, and the milk away is Reseach. Kamung the Yom Shlomo says, even the boss is Rosayach, still the Lacha should be a case that it's Nogu Zebezer, and therefore the Lacha is that Tzaynish asked the boss wants Rosayach. Now, the Tzaynish asked the boss that's Rosayach. Now, the side by side, the Tzaynish asked the boss that's Rosayach. So Kamung Kivagin, it says, Pshat, what does it mean over here in the Taz? So he says, yes, we do have a klal when things are the side by side, Lach is the Meluach asked the Tafel, not the Tafel versus the Meluach, that's the Yom Shlomo. But we had the loch in Simon Sadek Al Safei exception. When it's inside the liquid, when the boss is inside the cholo, the loch is if the boss of his meluach, even the liquid in common case being meluach, the ask of one to another, here's a case of milk. So come along over here, the Talmud says, if so, if over here the case over here, the boss is case over here that is salty, that is hot over here, we should ask everything both ways. Why? Because it's inside the milk over here. If it's inside the milk, in the case over here, then even the toffle will also ask the meluach over here. Now we're talking a bunch of things to get to melicha. That's the what's comparing the sugya from to melicha. Then we have to look at melicha. I mean, choose side by side as you get it. The cham asks the car, and the car asks the cham. But inside the liquid, it'll ask it both ways. On the tribulation case,
Bosser.
That's right. They switched on the tribulation case. Elamai said, "What's the case of the tribulation? It must be it flowed underneath the bosser, not to hit the side of the bosser." Must be a case of underneath. Now the chol over here is tator. Then they have to come over here that the chol is tzaynin did not aser. He makes the kibbutz shemadashim not side by side means underneath. With this, it comes out when you hit on the side. You have a case over here that the pot over here the mice is hot. Look at the food. When I'm switching now from boser case of kedera. The ger to kedera when over here the pot over here is hot. What's look at the ger to the oichel? According to Taz now, Yam Shvayim. The Pat's hat will come out of Yam Shvayim as a kula. Goes in the Taz further, yes, it's true the Yam Shvayim has a kula over here, but for that, Bechosh, the Mechab, the Ramah. That's the next line he says. He says, yes, if you're in the Yam Shvayim, then the Yam Shvayim should be right. He said, but I have a problem with him. If he's right, I have a kula over here. I mean, I want to be Machmer against the Mechab, the Ramah, but I don't take it so far to take out a kula. What's a kula? The Pat's hat. With the Pat's hat, what's the liquid that hits it, or come out of the cooler gate, the oichel, so no, that I don't want to do. That makes sense with the chavadar more.
Sorry.
But he goes on further and says even more, also want to be machmer, we're saying over here, what's the loch, one touching another. The loch is only the meluach, after the tofel, and not the tofel versus the meluach. Is that true? It's a Gemara. Gemara says it. So we know it, there are more. It's a Mekukhei. It's a Fiyod. I mean, mentioned already in Simon Sarek Al Sefrei. The idea of touching one to another, maybe the Gemara is saying when the Meluach asks the Tofel, it's only when they're not touching each other, it's only negated the Tzir. That means the Ram Shita is when one touching another, the Meluach and the Tofel, they ask it both. And the Gemara says the Meluach only can ask the Tofel, not vice versa. That means when they're away from each other and Tzir comes out, Quran comes out, that's a situation when the Tofel not ask the Meluach of air. The Meluach, it's a simple face, if you're the Mice, it's close for it. So the Mechav, the person can be Mekel. Says now the Taz further, he's choshev by the case of Melichel, choshev by case of heat, should be choshev for it. Because again, the heat has to be worth the case of Melichel. Neva Kamung, the Taz says, you want to be, to a person should be Machmer in a situation over here, want to have a less the case of removal. Although he said to be Machmer.
It's him of the removal and the Yom
Shoshim together. He's putting, yeah. Let's have some removal. That's the Taz. I'm just saying over.
Each one you have to.
And also the Yam Shlomo also comes out. We have both the inside the Cholo Sayach, Maisa Asikuloi, also from over here comes out. Maisa, so I said a lot, you read the Taz slowly, and now with the idea, you'll understand that's exactly what you're saying. But again, you have to know four ideas in the Gerit Melicha. It means number one, you have to know the Gerit Melicha, the Lachan Simcha Beis Tifid Alev. The sugya of Tator and Ilah. There is no concept of Titor. And therefore we should compare our sugya to that. Second, you have another sugya of Tafel touching Meliach, Meluach and Simcha Beis of Yud. That means the Meluach only asks the Tafel, not vice versa. Number three, you have another Ran Sheet over there, Bortam and Lamor, that's only they're not touching, they're touching, nice to ask their both. And number four, you have to know the Taz, Kiveg explains, that's only in case it was now liquid over here. Once Buster inside Cholov, and even though one of them is tough, we'll come to ask both of them. Once you know these four ideas, the Taz is very simple. The Maisel comes out. We have a case over here of a Chol V'Seyach that hits Bosser training. What's Halach in that case? So again, the more comes out of the case over here is only Ira Klipa. According to Taz, it comes out, it's Kuloi. Kuloi over here. Unless case has Ruba. I mean, that's one Machlokes over here. The second, I mean, that's the gate to the bosser. That's Shubhat Adash's case. Again, when milk rolls, it hits the bosser on the side. What's halacha? Machlokes Ramal is a klipo, or taskula left half shabubo. Second, I'll switch to the pot over here. When the milk runs and hits the pot, the pot's hot. According to Ramal, it's kuloi. When the taz apichesh, which only be a case of klipo. Only klipo there. How he said, with chish of the base Yisif, and the Ramal, the mice to be machmer. When the boss over here is with Sayach, then it's also in Mirka Adhen. Now we have to now address back now, how do we answer Ramo? I mean, the Taz, the Yerushalmi is saying, the Chura side by side, and not top and bottom. Come along now, the Shachar is the Kol Lamavog, he's going to speak like it very clear. We have a case, we have a Hapat, it's Klerishon, the Loch of the Milk of the Tzoynin hits it, the Loch is also the Sugi of the Togavar. Why is there Tatov here? Again, side by side has its clone, and top of bottom have its clone, the two different Lochas. That means when the top thing, bottom thing is hot, ask the kuloi. The side by side, the one side of the case is the klipo. How in the world do you answer that question? So the shach three tirotsim. One time he said, when you pour from the top, or the pop pours out, and the meat's on the bottom, or it's popped in the bottom, even though right now it's side by side, it's start off higher. Once it's start off higher, and it's connected to the source, has the get of being higher. This is very low, and that means it pops in the bottom. That means you have to be sure that it came to is that way. Usually things roll down gravity. That's how it is. The second terrace, and this terrace you said earlier in Simon Sadek Aleph, the thing that is stationary, the thing that doesn't move, that's definitely the category of Tato. We got a lot of like what the word Adamekla means over there, depends on the title of Adamekla. The third option, he quotes a Bach, and it sounds like you changed the Kimto over here. Echnami means the milk is poured on top of the pot over here. Echnami, have to answer, it's the top of the pot over here. That's his terrace. Well, that's what it says on the page, Negeir to Iroi. That's a Taz, that's a Shach. That's the Kimto, that's our Mosh, but that's the Beis Yosef. Now let's take it now off the bench. We have over here a kettle on Shabbos. You want to make a coffee on Shabbos or your tea on Shabbos. You take the kettle off the flame, you pour it into your cup. What is your cup? Your cup is a klisheni. You want to make your tea inside a klisheni, your coffee, machlokes, you put it in a klishlishi, fine, or moshi, or mutter. Make your coffee, your tea, and your klishlishi. Those won't argue. Let's call that the cup. Let's be simple. The cup from the kettle is a klisheni. You get to an urn. Urn is, the fire is there. They open up the urn, you open it up, water comes out, and there's a cup there. That means what happened? Now you shut the water, and the cup is disconnected from the source. Is that cup a klisheni or a klisheni? That means the kettle will happen, you first disconnected it, and then you put the klisheni. Over here, what do you do? If it was connected, came into the cup, and then you disconnected it. What is a cup from your urn? Is that a klibishin or a klisheni? What is that? Yesh chal karbe. Because the case of an urn is what was connected to the source. What is that exactly? It says Achamu Daniel, I'll bring a chloraya, the loch of the gate of Shabbos, little gate of klisheni. The loch in the day is simon tzadik basin, is a sevzayin over here. The Mos says, with nifstak, after what's connected to the source, what's the loch? So then what's the gate of a klisheni? She was a dash in that way. I think it goes upon the kiyur. It says, read the true dash. Read the Mos, different the category of klisheni. If your cup is klisheni, you only need to put it into another cup. Klishlishi. Void, he says, Gemara Shabbos says it that way. Looks like case Nambatya. It's a case over there. Take it out. Put the bucket inside. Take it out. Case now the bucket is klisheni over here. Void said, be Svara Shavoy. What Shavuot Nashon said, when it's connected to the source over here, it doesn't have a chance to cool down. When it's not connected to the source over here, it can't cool down. So he says, we have the Gemara, we have the Svara, we have Shavuot Nashon, we have the Ma, cup is klisheni. Same time in the Kohen, Chaim Pineski writes, and I hope what the Chaznish was, that all the local here is in the category of a Klirishon. Klirishon. So why? Come on Shabbos. Nachem Beis. The moment this discusses, the case of the Chamei Torio, there was a local, you had to put a bucket inside and take it out. Why not the Chamei Torio itself? Why not the Chamei Torio itself be a case of a Klirishon? Otherwise, the Chamei Torio is coming from, not coming, the Batya. When the Batya, again, see, it says, took the bucket, put inside the Batya that came from Chamei Torio. Let the Ambati itself be a case of klisheni. Why is the Ambati case over here only very klivi, only a case of a klivishin, and the bok is a klisheni? It must be when it comes from the source to get a klivishin. And therefore, it's brought that time called the Chanish. When you make a coffee from the urn, what we do, we get one cup, then a second cup, then a third cup, because that's what counts. The first cup is the first cup. Not the first cup is number two. The kettle counts as maybe being one, but the urn to a cup is definitely category of being only number one over here. Shmir Shabbos says, he said, what do you mean? Simon Tzav Beis, Simon Zayin. They're both here. How do you answer it? Shlom Zalman, Maisa, he says, it's very nice, Chadish, time to grow. We're down the way. But Maisa Chadish wrote this for him, Yoder, Archaim, and he doesn't even know Lachal Maisa. So maybe he had this hug over here, but Maisa, you should talk to Maisa, you should talk to Maisa. Maisa, the Shani brings it down. He said, Chalam, he used to be Tarius Chumushiboy. Or Strumbach, Maisa, heals Mikadim, and he brings down Chumus and Hoggish, the Dorish, even to Skila in Johannesburg. Tom of Badi, you have to be very careful on Shabbos, make sure that the cup you take earlier, this in the category of a Clevishan, not a get a Clevishan. And if you make a coffee and tea in this Clevishan, you can't do that on Shabbos. What's a Shabbos? What's machlekes? What's the story of the machlekes? So Pasha's one thing is, how do we make more Shabbos member base? What's the kimto over there? Okay, we have a kimto, we have chametoria, we have the batya, we have the bucket. Come on, the primogodim and the Rosh Yosef, they argue, what is pshat over there? What pshat? Is there a metzias over here from the chametoria going to the batya, came with pipes? Now it's in the batya. Are the pipes open or the pipes closed? What's the metzias over there? The Rosh Yosef writes in the Sugya and Shabbos on Mem and Beis, the pipes are still open. It keep flowing from the Chametraya. It's still open. Abad is a Klevishan over here. So the Shvot Sitcha, but let's say you have closed the pipes from the Chametraya, then right now, the Abad will be the case of Klevishani. That means the urn will be the case of Klevishani. Pimgam Shukadar says, what's the case over there? No, the pipes came from the Chametraya, went into the Abad, they closed the pipes, and the Gemara says, they can go to Klevishan. They took, that's the case of the Gemara. You said, back that way, Rashi, to the people of God. And therefore, you take it out, now it's getting klishani. I mean, what is the metzias of the kimta of Rebbe? Is it connected and still open to Chametvera or not? Now, the problem between the Rosh Yosef and the people of God, some people here are smiling, it's the same person. This one's a Rosh Yosef is a people of God on Shabbos, and the people of God over here is on Shulchan Aruch. Fine. They point out, you have to work out. There's a problem here. What exactly is the kimta? One of the Moshe in the latest volumes in our Chaim Chalik Vav, yet the Tshuva also goes to the Sugi exactly what is the Kimto over here. The Maisa, as far as I know, that Hogel Maisa is most people are Mekel on a cup coming out of earth, Nichol Kategor Klisheni. Again, the Shemir Shabbos goes away into his question, go this way. Again, there's a Stromba coming from Chaznish, from Chaim. The Maisa, Chaim himself is a Sefer Ella, Dal Amos Palochla, himself is Maisa Machma Chaznish, Maisa Machma Tevla Brocho. That's one point from us to go off the page. The second thing is, when things come out of the pipes and into your sink, basically you have your boiler, you have your hot water, and it goes inside your sink. And always what happens is, OMG, oh my gosh, you know what happened over here, inside your sink over here, there's milk and flashlights, somewhere who put it inside, I don't know what to do, you're the one who did it. But the mice, you see your wife, your kids, yeah, fine. And the mice, and you always wonder what happened over here. Did I just make everything trade? Did I cash it? Did I cash it and put it on the magic shelf? What did you go do? So I said, what the things that come out of your sink? What is that? Coming out of your sink, is that either Klishan or Gedev Klishan? What is that exactly? Say the Shemir Shabbos, our Sugyoga. Says, read our Sugyoga. So before us, the Ubi Asher said, our Sugyoga. Our Sugyoga, when it comes out from the hitting place, there's still the source coming from it. Then when you open up your sink, goes inside your faucet, goes inside your sink, what happened? The water is all connected back to the boiler over it, in the case of the Klevishan over here, the loch is the category of Eir Klevishan. And therefore, the Swam say that in the case you know Vladi Yatzalas Boy, you'll have an issue. You know what exactly happened inside your sink. Now, it could get involved with usually people mix the water hot and cold, not Vladi Yatzalas Boy. And usually, Rav, usually, if there's Isha who pulled up the Shiloh for her husband, was the person using gloves or not? Usually, the first person to ask, could you use gloves? In Islam, usually people make it very hot. People don't use gloves, usually, it's not that hot. Not Vladi Yatzalas Boy. The Maisa, the Israel Moshe and Shuva, he is mafakvik upon comparing two sugyas. He wants to find out, first of all, number one, Bedek Slav is always some cold water again, mixed with hot water. Therefore, mixing with cholopak, he says, category of klisheni, he says, even maybe less than klisheni. But he says, our pipes also, not that are made to stay hot. They cool down very quickly, especially when the cold water goes through the same pipes. Those pipes, hot water always went through it. Chametverim. They've never cold water through it, and the pipes stay that way. Our pipes are, first of all, we don't want to get hot. They're not made to be hot, but we put cold water also through the pipes, so maybe they cool down. That means usually what happens, you go hot and cold, so therefore the pipes are not bad, some hot over here. So then wants to go, says by the time it gets to you into the sink, it wants a tiny little.
All the
cool. Not the pipes.
Dead pipes and blue pipes.
Wait, yeah, but when it gets into the. Yeah, but. Chubu. But in your, the ending pipe over here, what's the ending pipe coming from? It's a mixer. Well, that means if you touch the ending pipe after you shut the water, you touch it, how much later. When's it hot?
Last
And that's it. Maisa, he says it also, there's a distance over here, it's a little maybe further over here. So Yesh Logan and Moshe, the fact that, so maybe it's not in the category of Klishani. So again, it should be a Shabbat of the Asher says, yeah, other one fact that, again, the building blocks are really from outside Gilbert. The third thing, again, off the page, is that when you want to Maksha things, you have a Keli over here that you want to Maksha, so the Geta are catching your pasta, food inside, has its way. The Geta your Shayish, the Geta your sink, and the Geta your countertops. How to go kasher to get to Pesach? The lochin simon tov and aleph is that a person that does iroi, because only came us through iroi, speaks out over there the achrayim, Rama maybe, and says over there loch is for the Rama Baya that sometimes you have double kush, and what might say that is osir that came on the counter. That means iroi only kashers things that went in through iroi. That means because iroi kashers klipo goes through klipo. Mashenki, things that went in through, let's say, double gush, example, spaghetti, boiling hot spaghetti, fell out of your pot and inside your sink. Your spaghetti boiling hot is in the category of a double gush. But inside your sink, my sense, kuloi. It's not irreflectly, but it's kuloi over here. They have a hadago kasher, something called Evan Mlubin. What does that mean? Meaning, what you're supposed to do is take a boiling hot rock that's inside the fire, take the boiling rock off the fire, put it inside your sink, then pour water on top of it, and therefore, just like there's a double gush, it's kuloi. There's Evan Lubin in the Nichol category of Klivishin, and also case of kuloi. We maksham like the case of a double gush. Now, today people don't usually use racks. Shemati, people maybe use irons over here. I wouldn't advise it. I heard that there's a shadow of a hezek, especially when you get deer over here, if you don't know how to go do it. I heard there's a gemach that give people irons, or maybe how to go do it. Then you put an iron there, pour water on top, same idea. Fine, let's put the iron to the side over here. Now, the question is how to go kasher today if you don't have a rack. Don't get boiling hot over here, and aren't going to be masaki counters over here. So get about with 10 hours to go, you have an eater to be matched with the kumkum. And to use a kettle, what happens? You pick it off the fire, and you take it and pour it, it's not connected to the source anymore. The geta kumkum, the two ways of saying over the case of the kumkum, either way, Shlomo Zalman, how he did it in his own house, he had a kumkum, it's boiling hot. You pick it up, you're pouring it, the heating element is still there, the coils are still there. In essence, that is a lubin. It's being attached to the coils over here. Another way how you'll save from others bring it down, when you take it off and you hold the button down, I mean, you hold the base to it, you hold the button down, stop pouring it, that's mamish, that's klivishin, that's not the iroi, that's mamish the sword itself, like the idea of a lubin, building upon the idea of the tributation. Once you connect the source, nothing is here to cool it down anymore, and it's mamish bubbling right now, there's no cash over here. Therefore, the Yisrael Berkowitz said, the Geir to Shabbos, we won't take out the Chum the Chazanish. But the idea of kashing the Evan Lubin, there's a Chum over here, then we're saying, in the case of the Chazanish, therefore you hold the button down, and you cash it over here, so the Maisel will be the category of what? Of that this idea over here, like the idea of Evan Lubin, and cash it because it has a mind over here of being a case of Klivishim Mamish, not really the case of Iri Klivishim. Fine, those three things again off the page. Number one is what is the cup over here? Then we write my sugya, the case of the cup, but this like, should be a case of klisheni, you have to answer it. Should be a Shabbos candle to answer it. The second thing Maisa is our things sound like it be a case of Ewish Lindus, it should be a bayah in the Gerta things. And then the three, I can be machshir to take on this idea we was connected, you can machshir with the case of the kumkum over here. Sorry? Because he says that the idea of Bimakshi on the Sugya is a Chumim Balma. End of the Ramah with a third point over here, third halacha, of a tipa falls on top of the Kisa, the Kera, the pot cover over here. Now, there are three ways you can have the pot when it falls on top of the pot cover. Either you have a case over here where the pot is bubbling, steaming over here, or the food inside, small Isaiah, and it hits the pot cover. You have a second case where it's, the food is calm, but the pot cover is hot. Yes, let us boy. Your third case where the pot cover of the mice is cold. We do a case over here, discuss what happened to the tibo falls on top of it. In the three cases, you have always discussed three things. Number one, what's the loch of the eichel? Number two, what's the loch of the gdero? Number three, what's the loch of the cover over here? Simple. First, the gert over here, we have a pot over here that's steaming up. Molly Zay over here, and the tibo fell on the top, on the cover of the pot. Again, it happens numerous times, especially if you shake a bottle, the kids around, milk hilts on the top of the pot. Very real is on the side of the pot, usually on the top of the pot. What's the luck in that case? So when is it steaming over here, a couple of them says, what is it? It's like negative. What's the luck on negative? You have shishim versus tipo, the mice in the water. What happens? Because the zeya falls off the whole entire pot, or the iris can see the full over here, mice in the full should be water. Atzad Hasheni, the Taz being done in Yom Shishlemo, says, Al Tashkiach Bo, don't listen to Ramon, he says over here. Why, he says, Mishlem, he said over here, that it's bubbling up. But who says the weight of it is going up? True, the steam is coming up, the weight is coming up. Therefore, Lachi says, if you don't have a case over here of Shishim against it, or against the not everything, not Shishim versus Shishim. I said the Maaseh should be Machmogir. If you do a case of Shishim versus Shishim, really 60 times 61, minus Mach, Chami Mimotor. If you don't have Shishim times 61 and a half, 61 minus Mach, said the Maaseh should be Machmogir.
Shishim in what?
In the Tavshil? Against the Tipo. In the food. The food against the food, you want to talk about the food.
The food is not touching. He's telling that the Zay doesn't.
He said, we're not sure. We don't know. We don't know what's happening over here. Do you know? Know the weight is going up? You don't know. Worst case scenario. Maybe went up later or came now. Don't know. So he comes out. Shishim versus Tip is not enough. Then Shishim times 61 minus Mach, 3 Mach over here. Myself, first, this idea that the Taz wants to argue comes out there are really three Shishim over here. The Mol Myself says it's more Shishim versus Tip. The Yom Shlomo says no, to be machmal like connect the Reikom. That means that the Amos saying connect the Tavshul. The Yom Shlomo says connect the Reikom. The Taz Mai says it's choishit to be machmal is the Raisa. So the Amos he can't be machmal. Mai says among the Shlomo, as far as I see, it can go like the Amos from four different points. Number one, this Amos, because the person knows this way. It's Lavosh, the Beis Yaakov, put on the Pesach Tshuva. It's Bichodosh, it's a Gracie, it's Beis Yaakov, Chochmas Odom. Mai says they're machmal. Aleph. Second is. When Chizakun he wants to argue, he says the Mashal did not see the Makor, the Sharidura, and the Isavet Aruch. Who looked him up? He was seen. They himself were really addressing his issue. They're saying the reason why he makel the words are Mispekel Loi Machzakino. I mean, the Amshom is saying I don't know what happened over here. Let's be machmer. They said, yeah, we don't know what happened over here. So Mispekel Loi Machzakino. Economic, you're right. We're not sure. Mispekel Loi Machzakino. We're making this over here. Now the bunch of Kolim over here. But Oedi going further with Chizakun. It's true that when he writes over there in the Mashal, look at his Ereheter Shaloi, look inside his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, even though you know, he's from the Sugin Chulin's Machmer, in the Ereheter Shaloi, he said, Nalof, he doesn't argue the Shach. He left it as is. I mean, it sounds like he's Maskim, he's Chaser. I mean, it can't be a Taz said he wants to be Machmer. The Shach said, no. First of all, if you would have seen the Shai do on Ereheter Aruch, he would agree to them. But I'll bring you right up. He doesn't argue Ereheter Shaloi. So my sense sounds like he's being Maskim over here. Number three, coming to that crazy, he says, you're true, you're not sure went up or went down. But the whole idea of Mephafeo is also suffered. That's a smack. That's a look in Sevei. To be able to look at King's sex cycle. The whole idea to say, goes inside with Canary Rake and Mephafeo, we're not sure. Maybe it went up, maybe it didn't, we're not sure. We have a sex cycle, let's be Michael. The lady says, the crazy of Shane Araya, fourth point, let's analyze according to Rashi. Go back to Sugya, you know, half the pieces in, half the pieces out, a long time ago. Rashi sheet over there was when you have the team on top of the bosser, what's the loch of, and ask the chaticha, and that's the rest of the pot. If you now start the rest of the pot, it gets this team over here. But what's the itzo? Either do near miyad, or the case of kisa covering it. So what happens? You're going to cover it. That means you're saying what happens. You start the whole entire relative, or the piece of meat from the team that's only on top. So you see clearly that we're saying the relative goes on top to match everything over here. We see from Rashi that Kisa works not only to Mali Zaya and to also take in the Chedmon of Shishim or the right against it. We recall Rashi that way. So with these reasons, come over to and say maybe he was Chayzer, he's masking it to the loch over here. The Mice come to the place where say he has Shishim and can negate the people here. The Mice, the food is mutter. What about negate the lid? What's the loch? So we know the loch when first falls can negate the tafshul. What's the loch? Says Ramo, you have to cashier it. The pot. Put in the kisoy. Why do you have to kasher it? According to the basis of the Shach, you have to kasher it. Midinoy. According to Yom Shlomo, according to Taz, it's only Asmar Shach Mechumro. But they hold over here, maybe it's Midinoy over here. Because they hold over here, Rebbe Riyach Shach, Kenei the Reikam. So even over here, the Chorus says you have to kasher the kisoy Midinoy. And the Taz might say, right over here, you have to kasher the kisoy. Now again, you always have to kasher it, but the whole Chorus over here, everything is Midinoy, you have to kasher it.
But you only have to do the cover.
The cover. And you get the Gedera. The third thing over here, what's Halacha?
Unless
you have
Shem Beskari.
No, so it won't be Medina. Fine. Taz left as is. Negating there over here, so I point out, before the food is, if the pot's motor, the halacha is, if the oichel is motor, and the pot's motor. And they say, point out the monoshach, if it's the spaship, if it went into the teeper, into everything, my support on shishim. If it's not the spaship, it stayed inside the kisoy, didn't go inside the gdero. They point out, they negate the halacha, the gdero, the mice's motor. comes again. There is water. The kisa in the maisa always have machshir. And the shishi versus tip over here. Connect the tapshul. Now, once you come over here saying we're asking the kisa, so what's the lesson when something sprays on top of it? Do you have to take it off miyad? If you take it off, sometimes what happens, milk on top of it. Fine, tip on. After the kasher, the maisa, I want to keep it on top of my food. I want to keep cooking over here. Do I have to remove it? You want to have a heard, you pass it. Just leave it there. What's the big deal?
It's better if you leave it because.
Yeah, so the loch we have in Sivov is that what happens when you connect the tapshul? The loch is you have to pour miyad mitzad sheni. Why? Question, why sell with the maksa shekel? Keim avat lisad chila, maybe a fair more. And therefore, the loch is avata, that avadi says the swarm, madana shulchan, and before us, avadi take off the cover. Why? Because the same thing, what's the loch connect the tapshul? Get it out of the pot. Therefore, same thing, this kinegat tashul, get the lid off over here. So, I was wanting to go, you know, if you got a lochot shukhar, the people who even are learning it did not remember it. But if the loch over here comes along, that you have to take off the lid over here. Why? Came about with the chilo. That's one akim to over here where, when it's steaming up. Let's say it's not steaming up over here. Let me stand the case over here is the, what's the loch that's not steaming, Molly. So, the get to oichel, speak a thousand shach about its motor. You can get there. However, what happens if afterwards it steams up, then speaking of the Pirim Gonim, then a Baya, then you have to do 60 times 61 against the Kisa over here. The Kisa, what the Lachwa doesn't steam up, well, it depends. Says the Shach, and the way the Pirim Gonim explains the Shach, I'm sorry, the Taz, but then the Pirim Gonim explains the Taz. If it's the cover is Yad Slash Boy, you have to match the cover. If the cover is not Yad Slash Boy, it's cold. Case of a duck over here. Case of a duck. Then it comes out very simple. We have three different kimtas. When you get to the kisoy, the loch depends on the kisoy had an ad. It's hard to have the kasher, not to the maizet cold. When you get to the oichel, the loch is you have shishi versus tip of the maizet's motor, and you have to remove the lid right away.
Unless it was this tipping up and still
the lid. 60 times 61, yeah. Another kimto was not said on the page over here. The weapon to fall on the top of your handle. Now we're discussing now the cover of the pot, the side of the pot, the bottom of the pot. Everything in the pot. But there are handles in the pot. What are handles of the pot? Oh, so there are different cases over here. There's rubber handles, there's wood handles, and plastic handles, and then there are handles that get screwed in and welded in, and different types. So these really depend upon a bunch of figures. We'll try to stick to simple things.
What's about the cover? What type of cover
it is? So usually the cover over here is metal.
Right?
Glass. Glass will let the figure talk about the cover. I ain't sure. They get to keep it simple. The old style pots that people still have. I have my house, I'm sure. I've seen in my kitchen. You might see a pot over here that the metal is a handle and it's welded in. All one piece over here. That's how all the pots used to be. Now we can sell the pots, a lot of pots are not that way. But we still have pots that are welded in. So what is that? So there are, as far as we count the cup. That means, first of all, you have a teapot that falls on the outside of the pot. Does it make a difference how, connect the tapshul or connect the wake on? Does it make a difference how thick your pot is? Is it 1 millimeter, 1 centimeter, 1 inch, 5 inches? Anyone will tell how thick the pot is? Everyone knows Mechalik. Everyone says, wherever it is, maybe the tapshul has it's a local, maybe the Rekim has it's a local. So what's the handle? It's just a certain area that has a thicker pot. It's missing part of the area, it has part of the area. The other says the Chavetz Das, Shlomo Kluger, that's a illegal this way, and they say, in essence, what is it? It's a thicker pot. And they rise together, if it's connected to the Rekom, has it's a local. Connected to the top of the it's a local. If you have a pot like this, a very wide pot, is anyone Mechalik? That's not a Chiddush. If it's a handle, then it is a Chiddush. Why?
If it's bent to the side.
Oh, no, so actually, that's earlier said, let's say you have a handle that goes one to the top, one to the bottom, one's connected to the Rekom, one's connected to the top shul, and the team is on the side, with a fall. It's very simple. I will both pass the second pack. Whatever's closer to, that's just going out to. Fine. That was just for you to think about. The whole time, think about that. Right, so the Maisa, that's one side. Atzad Hasheni comes with the base Berhita with the page over here. Sefan Chav Gimel. You really come from another sugya. But to get to Sefan Chav Dalad. The look is when you take a spoon and you put it inside a pot. And the really question is, Chametzosin Cham Kuloi. If it's Baleo, is it blend the whole entire spoon? Is it pilot? That's three different questions, by the way. All three is a Shiloh. So the question is, how do you look upon the spoon? The locho is a big tumul, some kochavalev, some kochunalev, maisa, some taragdalev, We come along and say whatever is inside the pot is also the chelik of the spoon that's out. So the chelik we had also, right? We said we will get to. So we had pointed out whatever is out of the pot is not being mistarif, not part of it. So if so, that's not inside. They will come along the gilmar shalar for shulchan. Come along, it's like a pot over here. Once the mice is in the gate to the paddle, it's like a spoon over here. Once in the gate to the spoon, the loch is, it should not come part and parcel of the pot. It's like a spoon. Which basically, we have cash over here, we have to work on the sugis over here. But the gate to the spoon, the loch is, we say whatever is out is not part of it. So the handle is not part of it. In the gate to the pot, when I'm half the size, the width of the pot over here. That means among the swarms, about Bucha, what is the handle? Is the handle like negative rick, negative tashel, or is it something empty like gate to the spoon that's outside the pot? Building upon that, the question is negated when you have a pot with screws. What's the lock in that case? If screws make something together, I think one, not. One thing they can evolve with is what we learned today, Simchas, with the clearly clear believerative. The lock we saw in Kofay does not transfer one to another. So, in essence, when you have a handle of the pot, you have a screw, and then you have a pot. So, the best thing is really it's clear, the clear, and the rotative over there. I should not transfer one to another. Like, I'm negated screws. And the smurim, these things over here, there's an Israel vaz brought down by Masham, and the Machmer. I said, see, there was a Chwainim, Yavit, the Kreger, brought down by Yashim, Vosim. I said, they are Mekel, say, screws are collectively rated, would not be a problem. Therefore, for example, I know that everyone's discussing the Sukkah in Dira days, and discusses can a person take his glasses and milk his coffee on one side, and then the other side, the mix over here is chicken soup over here. Is there by Yabasim Macholov? They get involved, is the glasses are rimless? What about the screws over here? Are they connected over here? It's food for thought, I guess. Good question, I'd look upon it. But I wouldn't advise it because the doctor will tell you that behind the ear is a lot of sweat, not too clean over here, maybe it's not too healthy over here. But the mice is a good child, and again, to ask you here. Now, again, to the other way around. You get the other way around. Until now, discussing the case with the pot's hot. What about the other way, where the pot is cold and the teepa flies out and it hits the pot over here and the teepa is hot? That means you have a pot of water or food cooking and then it sprays out and hits a cold pot. That's very, very common when people cook things side by side, which maybe they shouldn't. Side by side, what's the luck in that case? So, Be'ez Hashem will get to the Simon Tzadik Gimel this question. We see over there, Be'ik in the place of Paskin, the gate to liquids, they cool down right away, not aser. Unless it's shaman, unless it's oil. Meaning, for example, go over to the pot, it's on the fire, put your hand on top of it. Or you put your friend's hand on top of it to go test it. So, Maisa, negate anything that's cooking and bubbling and sprays out, it won't bother you. Oil stings. Says the shach, the way the chok was on the paskins, where because things that spray out, by the time it hits the other thing, it cools down very quickly. The ear cools down very quickly. So, this halacha of people that hit something, it's only negated when the pot is hot. When the pot is cold, the thing that's hitting it, it's not oil, the mice, the place can are, but it can make it, should not be a problem. One last point over here is that we're saying now, numerous times the pot over here is also, and you can't use it, you have to go capture it. There's a side signal that, again, if you hold it down over here, that we go to the Simon, end of Simon Tzadik Tes, Simon Zayin, it's also a lot of Simon Kukha Bey Sefei, Sugar of Shefa. Sugar of Shefa. We had over. Person has a pot over here and he cooks inside of it, cholov or chazer. The pot's also, you have to go kasher it, even the Indian B'nayomai cannot go use it, because the Indian B'nayomai or the B'nayomai. The law is, let's say every time you use the pot, it will always be a case of shisha. That means, let's say in the pot, there's chazer, a mashu chazer inside the pot. Now, every time you use it, you always have it, it's a big pot, you always have your chicken soup or your vegetables, whatever it is you cook inside, it's always shisha. What's the law in that case? Says the Mechaber, he paskins twice, the loch is Maisis Mutter. What is an argument, Maisis Mutter is Shefa. Why? Because the whole reason you come to Asik, maybe you don't Shishim, when you have Shishim, now it's coming to the Maisis Mutter. Therefore, on Sefer, it's involved in the Zayatim, do Maksha things. Why do Maksha? According to the Mechaber, let it be a case over here of, just use a pot, it's a teep over here. Alamai, so the people Chodosh, must be a case we're not discussing a situation that there's Shefa. Sometimes will be shishim, sometimes won't be shishim. But if you have a heter shefa, the mice will be mutter. That's aleph. The gate to us, do we pass in shefa? Loch and simit tzadik tes. Over the Taz says we do not pass in shefa. The way the shach and kukho bay says we do not pass in shefa. We're machmer. However, it says the Taz, in the case of the least, tam lof gam, and shefa, the mice will be mekel. Then we make them both cases of beer. If so, what is the definition of this tablet cup? That means something in the yomoy and the shefar could we be makel? So there's a people going to send the ma'aser to be machmer. However, the words of Moshe is a minig moyer by shefar. In the yomoy, the ma'aser person can be makel. If so, the geta asugya. You have a people that went connected to the malachavir is the food might be mortar. You have to cash the pot. If this pot always has a case of shishim and in the yomoy. Before I didn't make, or I stop, in the case always has shishim, can the person be makel over here? Claudius, be makel even Ben Yamai. It's come over with Chesako, we're talking the base mayor and Chok Mazodim. We want time to true Machman Shefa, let's be in Ben Yamai. But in the case over here when Shefa and Safik Mifafaya, we have a tear from here, the smack Safik over here, said the Chok Mazodim, and Chesako, my say, can't be making with Shefa. Can't make with Shefa. We hold to make a shefa. When the shefa, when the mitzvah is shefa, you can't be made.
And there are most talking about a case of wasn't.
Yeah, like the chavis that because it's not shefa, the mom must be also case not shefa. Like chavis, you have a het of shefa? Yes. You have a het of shefa, what can a tzivu of suffering? Take a step further. The chok mazam has the kimta, which is very common. People in their houses, they have something in the kettle, or they have the urn. They want to take the kettle on Shabbos and put it inside the cholent over here, add in hot water, take it off, and then what happens is it sprays from the cholent onto their kettle. Or on the urn, something fleshy hits the urn over here. And now from the urn, they want to keep power and have their coffee on Shabbos. And then they use their urn for their coffee next week or week afterwards, their problem over here. This is the kimta of the Chochmas Zadok. He writes his case. First, Mamash on Shabbos, and he uses the pot over here that his words are the soup spilled upon it. Can you make coffee out of Shabbos? How can you have Shabbos on a coffee over here? He said, Maisa, usually the case of here is not Benat Yatayra. Void this next week is Mach Meisla is. Void you have a case of Shefa. Void the case of Stuffing Bifafaya. Avada person can be Mekel. Avada can be Mekel. Now, they point out he has all four reasons. Salak Nakar Moshe, the Moshe said, Ming Mariot, Mekel, Stam and Shefa, Edim Niyamai. But when they have two reasons or four reasons, the Maisla Bais can be Mekel. Therefore, when they get to our case of the urn and Shabbos, again, people have it all the time, until the inflation hits the urn, so you have to know where it is on the urn. It's not that simple. That means it depends where it hits. That means it depends. If you use all, that means some urns will leave over a certain amount of water on the bottom. Fine, the cider. The certain urns that you won't leave over anything, it could be maybe a case it won't be a situation of Shefa, might have a problem there. Not a situation of a problem there. Again, time. Each one, not that simple. Well, but Maisa, the person can bring down the Seid Shavoy Shefa, with the case of Safak Mefafaya, with the Enemy Yemoy, or even the Shefa, Enemy Yemoy, Shefa, with Safak Mefafaya, the Maisa person can be Michael. But then the next Sugya is the Sugya of the Zayah. We worship on Sunday and then on Monday and the day afterwards. It'll be the end of Sivchas, Sivchas over here. And then we have a more than a week of Chazara, 8 days of Chazara. So actually, we can keep them upon this. And the Rabbah, the test, Yud Tes Kislev, Yom HaGeul over here. Oh, that's lovely.